And while we're talking about health, you are doing a virtual 5K. I can't leave that out either. Talk about that virtual 5K you got.
Man, tomorrow is going to be the Game of Thrones tomorrow. You hear me? I'm not a runner. That's not what I do. Uh-huh. But I do go to the gym 4 to 5 days a week, every week. And I do like the Stairmaster or an elliptical, those and weights. So this running thing, it's National Running Day tomorrow. So I figure, hey, let's all just try.
Yeah.
You know, even if we got to run a little bit and then walk the rest of it. But let's try to do something. Because,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times in church, we just love on God, but we're not taking care of ourselves.
Right.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
And that has to stop. We're sitting up here with a bunch of, you know, high blood pressure, taking pills, sticking ourselves with needles, checking our insulin all the time. And what we're not doing is going to the gym. Like, we're doing everything else but that.
Yeah.
We'll travel to the pharmacy before we'll get to the gym, and that just doesn't make sense.
Right.
We got to do better. I'm not saying that everybody has to be a size 2 and, you know, wear a size 27 in men's pants. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is we got to do better.
Yeah.
If you ate 7 pizzas last week, next week eat 2
yeah.
pizzas is all I'm saying. Just do better. That's all. So.
I love it. And we're going running with Lexi, listening to Running from the album as well.
Hey, let's go.
Ah, man.
Let's do it.
Get yourself in gear. And when this album drops, it drops this weekend, correct?
Yes, it does. It drops Friday. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Lexi, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with my boy, Fred Willis. Of a brand new
day. Remind myself once again of amazing grace. I understand it's the only way to stay in this race.